I know where the round and round stops.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. For more than 3 months, China and the U.S. went round and round on textile imports. Today, the two countries finally have a deal. The agreement takes effect January 1st and covers 34 clothing and textile categories. It ramps up imports from China each year through 2008. For the U.S., that's better than the flood of imports pouring in since quotas were lifted in January. From textiles to tobacco, China is one of 100 countries that have signed a global tobacco treaty. The U.S. is not, and today's the deadline. Marketplace's Lisa Napoli looks at why the U.S. hasn't signed.
Think of it as the tobacco equivalent of the Kyoto Accord on global warming. And by not ratifying the treaty, the U.S. won't have a say when other nations implement it. Stanton Glantz of the Institute on Health Policy isn't surprised about the lack of U.S. enthusiasm for regulating tobacco.
The Bush administration is trying to stop it because it will cost one of their major donors money.
Big Tobacco's given over $55 million to Republicans since 1990, and presidential insider Karl Rove was once a lobbyist for Philip Morris. The agreement puts the kibosh on most tobacco advertising and requires cigarette makers to display graphic warnings on packages. Philip Morris says while it's not taken a formal position on the treaty, it does believe tobacco should be regulated around the world. I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
We've certainly come a long way from having to get up, turn the knob, change the channel to one of two other channels. But network TV's been slow to change. Today, a pretty big shift. Both NBC and CBS have struck deals to offer their shows on demand. CBS has an agreement with Comcast. NBC and DirecTV are getting together. Both deals offer their shows for 99 cents. We've certainly come a long way from getting in the car, driving to the video store, and renting a movie. Blockbuster is expected to ring up a third-quarter loss today. The company's getting slapped around a bit by internet sites like Netflix. But as Jeff Tyler reports, Blockbuster's biggest threat might be its own products.
Demand for video rentals has been declining in recent years. Why?
The price of buying a DVD is so cheap. It's sometimes only $5 or $8 more than renting it for a few days.
That's industry analyst Gary Arlen. For an example, he points to the remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The film's DVD hits retail stores today.
I've seen it advertised for as little as $14, and that means that people say, why should I rent it and have to worry about bringing it back when I can just keep it and let the kids watch it for as long as they want?
Arlen says the industry wants to cut out the middlemen. Several Hollywood studios are experimenting with distribution over the internet. That would remove intermediaries like Blockbuster and allow studios to keep a larger chunk of the profits. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Wall Streeters have been singing a happier tune lately. Monday, they liked falling oil prices. The Dow climbed 55 points, 10,586. The S&P 500 was up 2. The Nasdaq gained 8 to close at 2178. Oil is trading close to $59 a barrel today. This is Marketplace. If you go to the Grokster website this morning, you'll see this message. There are legal services for downloading music and movies. This service is not one of them. Grokster's done. Here's Marketplace's Brian Watt.
The writing was already on the wall in the form of a Supreme Court ruling. If Grokster hadn't unplugged its website, it could have been liable for piracy because it encouraged customers to steal music and movies online using its software. Rafat Ali, editor of paidcontent.org, says the heyday of peer-to-peer services like Grokster is over.
P2P as a separate entity or any kind of separate service will cease to exist. It'll just become part of the background of any music service which is out there.
Ali says peer-to-peer technology is more efficient than direct downloading services and therefore could be used to lower downloading costs. In Los Angeles, I'm Brian Watt for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, helping nearly 3 million members achieve financial security and give back to their communities and congregations. Thriven.com. Market data and news brought to you by Reuters. Reporting from around the world, every day, every hour, every second. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Here in California today, it's props time. Voters across the state head to the polls for a special election. They'll be casting ballots on 8 propositions. You know Californians love their referendums. 2 of them promise cheaper drugs for people. Now listen carefully. One is called discounts on prescription drugs. The other is named prescription drug discounts. And they wonder why so many people stay at home on election day. Tamara Keith explains the crucial difference.
79-year-old Fern Perkle has severe back pain and a prescription for pills that can help. But when she pays full price at the pharmacy, those pills cause a different kind of pain.
And they're dreadfully expensive, $3-$4 a pill. If you take 2 or 3 of them a day, right there, you can add that up real fast to $300 a month.
2 initiatives on today's ballot aim to help Perkle and the millions of other low-income and uninsured people who share her complaints. One is sponsored by drug companies. The other, Proposition 79, was conceived by consumer groups. It would have the state negotiate with drug companies for the cheapest price. As a hammer, it could remove drugs from the state's preferred medicines list if a company doesn't cooperate. Anthony Wright is the consumer advocate behind it.
It will provide cheaper drugs on the order of 50% discount to more Californians, 8 to 10 million Californians, that they can count on with an enforceable program rather than something that we just trust the goodwill of the drug industries to decide what is appropriate for Californians.
Under the drug company's initiative, discounts would be voluntary. Pharmaceutical companies from Pfizer to AstraZeneca have poured tens of millions of dollars into the campaign to sway voters. Julie Corcoran with the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America says the consumer initiative will face legal challenges, while the drug company's measure could take effect sooner.
The pharmaceutical industry does want to help low-income, uninsured Californians access affordable medicines, and that's why we're working very hard to educate people on 78, because we believe that that is the solution. It is a solution that can be implemented immediately.
The drug company's solution mirrors a discount drug program in Ohio, while the consumer initiative takes its lead from Maine. Most states don't have functional discount programs yet, and that makes California's ballot fight all the more significant, says John Kehoe, an advocate for seniors who backs the drug company measure.
There are 47 other states who are struggling with this same issue. And if in California we can create a model that can work here, it can be exported to other states.
But first, one of these initiatives has to be approved by voters. According to recent polls, all the negative ads from the drug companies have led to a generally unfavorable opinion of both measures. In Sacramento, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
Ohio wants to protect homeowners.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.